Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes and about 14 tracks of music from here and there. This is show number 215, a set of winter rambles, the sixth in a series of nine, I think it'll be. And this is the Kruger Brothers doing something called Cork Harbor. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoy our journeys today. Make sure you got your passport with you. Oh, and your vaccine passport, too. Yep. Back to the Kruger Brothers. That is the Kruger Brothers. They're a trio of musicians who play bluegrass and new American folk music, originally from Switzerland, where the trio first formed. They're now in Carolina, North Carolina. Jantz and Uwe began playing North American folk music when they were quite young in Switzerland. They were particularly inspired by the works of Doc Watson, Flatten Scruggs, Bill Monroe, and so on. And they had busked on the cities throughout Eastern and Western Europe. And their first contract came when Jantz was just 17. They've been together as a band since 1995 with a bass player from New York City, who was in Switzerland at the time. And once it was remarked that Doc Watson said, actually, the Kruger Brothers are just about as fine a band as I've ever played with. I love to play music with them. That's a great, certainly, endorsement for sure. That's from their CD called Best Of. Something called Cork Harbor. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 215, Heading Hither and Yon. Next up, since we sort of started in a bluegrassy vein, this is something from the Del McCoury Band. And Del McCoury Band is a Grammy Award-winning bluegrass band. Del's sons Ronnie and Robbie are on mandolin and banjo. And Del's music has really defined authenticity for hardcore bluegrass fans. And he is kind of a living link to the days when bluegrass was made only in hillbilly honky-tonks or whatever, schoolhouse shows, and the stage of Grand Ole Opry, of course. He was born in York County in Pennsylvania, joined Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys in the early 1960s, but for many years he worked as a logger, actually raising his family, playing on weekends because he needed money to raise his family. They went to Nashville in 1992, and they were a hit with a wide variety of people. People like Bjork and Elvis Costello searched them out and so on. This is a CD they did of all Woody Guthrie lyrics that they put music to. It's called Del and Woody. And it's lovely stuff. This is a song called The Government Road. And it's just one of those things I thought, I learned this, you know, because next time I get a gig with the government, whatever that might be, and to do some entertainment, I could do this one. Build a government road, love. Build a government road. Plowing down my buffalo trail. Gonna build a government road.
I'm walking down that buffalo trail. Gonna build a government road. 21 years I've been in jail. Gonna build a government road. Buffalo trails just sticks and stone. Gonna build a government road. It'll all be paved when I get done. Build a government road. Build a government road, love. Build a government road. Plowing down my buffalo trail. Gonna build a government road. Gonna grab a shovel in my hand. Build a government road. Gonna hire up every man I can. Build a government road. Tractors, plows, and engines too. Build a government road. I'll be a working when I get through. Build a government road. Build a government road, love. Build a government road. Plowing down my buffalo trail. Gonna build a government road. What you gonna do when your rent comes due? Build a government road. Then we'll build a railroad too. Build a government road. Who's you gonna travel down my way? Build a government road. Why, brothers and sisters, every day. Build a government road. Build a government road, love. Build a government road. Plowing down my buffalo trail. Gonna build a government road. Build a government road. What are we gonna do when we get to the end? Build a government road. Well, brother, we'll start right over again and build more government road. Build a government road, love. Build a government. Buffalo Trail, gonna build a government road.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding was a making of another. If this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. For it's kind providence, will you take me to a wedding?
And it's so dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
there's my sister Jean. She's not handsome or good-looking, but scarcely 16, and the fella she was courting. Now she's 24 with a son and a daughter, and here I'm 45, but I've never had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Oh, I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. There's nothing in this wide world that make me half so cheery as a wee fat man would make me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? So dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Oh, come landsman or come kinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler, come dancer, come plowboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all would marry me for pity. And it's, so dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? Ah, oh, now I'm away from home and there's nobody heedin', there's nobody heedin', the poor old Annie's bleedin'. Now I'm away home to me own wee bit of garret. If I can't find a man, but I'll surely find a parrot. And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret? And it's, oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
A bit of a lament there for garret dwellers. That was The Masterless Men, An Old Maid in the Garret, from their CD Back on Track. Masterless Men of Newfoundland was a legendary outlaw society back in the late 1700s. There's men who escaped press gangs, Royal Navy deserters, so they were called that anyway, runaway indentured servants, led by Peter Caravan. He's said to have inhabited the wild butterpot barons of the Avalon Peninsula. And apparently they blazed some of Newfoundland's and Labrador's first roads, some for practical purposes, others as blind leads to confound pursuers, which explains why Newfoundland and Labrador roads are the way they are. Sometimes you go down a road and, by gosh, it just ends. In 1991, a new band of Masterless Men was formed, and that was a band that we just heard a moment ago. Paid their dues, they worked the bars and community concert halls of the Southern Shore and St. John's. Their first CD came out in 1993, Ode to Age, and that got them into some nicer concert halls. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Before that, we heard the Del McCoury Band, along with some lyrics from Woody Guthrie about government roads. Speaking of roads there, next up, we are going to head to the blues. This is Luther Allison. He's an American blues guitarist. He was born in Widener, Arkansas, or maybe Widener is how they pronounce it there. Or Widener, anyway. During the late 1940s, he toured in a family gospel group called the Southern Travelers. He moved with his family to Chicago in the early 50s. One of his classmates was Muddy Waters' son. And 3 years later, he dropped out of school and began hanging around outside blues nightclubs with the hopes of being invited to perform. And he ended up, yes, of course, indeed. He played with bands like Howlin' Wolf's Band and Freddie King, Jimmy Dawkins, Magic Sam, and Otis Rush. He backed James Cotton, had a very active career playing, but he died, alas, too young. In 2000, he had died some years before, the Chicago Sun-Times called him the Bruce Springsteen of the blues. Here he is doing a version of a Rolling Stones song. Can't always get what you want. Luther Allison.
I saw her today at the reception. Glass of wine in her hand. I know she was going to meet her connection. At her feet was this tall, footloose man. You can't always get what you wanna. I say you can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you wanna. But if you try sometime, you might find you can get what you need.
What you want?
Come on now.
What you want?
I know you can get what you want.
That is the Flying Bulgar Klezmer Band, or the Flying Bulgars. They're a Toronto-based Canadian folk music band, played music rooted in the Jewish music of Eastern Europe. They also added elements as well of rock, jazz, and salsa. And they formed in 1988, disbanded in 2010, but in 2018 they played a show to mark their 30th anniversary. Together they've recorded about 6 albums, something like that. That was from an album called Sweet Return, and it was Shabbos Goyim and Ghosts. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Voice of Bon Bay, CHBB, 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have Molly Tuttle. She's a vocalist, a singer, banjo player, guitarist, recording artist, and a teacher in the bluegrass tradition, by and large. Noted for her flat picking, her claw hammer. She plays claw hammer on the guitar, too. It's very interesting. And cross-picking guitar. She was raised in the San Francisco Bay Area and began playing guitar when she was about 8. At age 11, she played on stage with her father, Jack Tuttle, who's a bluegrass multi-instrumentalist and instructor. I had one of his mandolin books when I was a young mandolin player back in the day. In 2017, it was. She won she was actually the first woman to win at the IBMA's Guitar Player of the Year Award, and she won it again in 2018, along with some other awards. So her solo debut album came out in 2019, so she's a fairly recent addition to the scene, so a little less than 3 years ago now. She won a merit scholarship to the Berklee College of Music for music and composition. While she was there, she joined an all-female bluegrass group called the Goodbye Girls. They combine sort of bluegrass and jazz and Swedish folk and so on. And she's also played in the First Ladies of Bluegrass, a group of Alison Brown, Missy Raines, Sierra Hull, Becky Buller, and herself, Molly Tuttle. This is from her debut album that came out in 2019. This is something, the album's called When You're Ready, and it's something called Take the Journey, Molly Tuttle.
Thank you.
That's Ennis with a CD of the Lessons Learned is the name of the CD. The song is called Cecilia, and they have some wonderful players on that. You know, folks like Billy Sutton and Graham Wells and John Allen, and that's a great little piece there. But Ennis, their sisters, this only has two of them on it as well, but the sisters are have done 9 CDs or something like that, Maureen, Karen, and Teresa. Teresa was not able to join on this CD, but nevertheless, they went ahead and played it and did it. And they started playing music when they were quite a young age, encouraged by their father, John, and their mother, Celie. And they released their first album, Red as the Rose, back in 1997. That album sold 15,000 copies within 18 months of release. It's gone on to sell more than 40,000 units altogether. Maybe 50,000 by now. By the end of the year, the album was named Best Folk Album by the Music Industry Association of Newfoundland and Labrador, and they haven't looked back since. Before that, we heard from Molly Tuttle, something called Take the Journey. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 215, a set of winter rambles. You could be listening on Munn Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Caper Radio across the way, CJBU in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up we have, well, just not long ago, we went through Robbie Burns Day or survived it or whatever or enjoyed it. This is a CD of Robbie Burns songs. Actually, 4 or 5 volumes of this at least. And various performers do some of Robbie Burns' poems and songs or whatever. This is Leslie Hale. She was a grand Scottish singer. Lots of trad songs. Also wrote some of her own. She's one of those great voices. It kind of stands out on a CD like this where you've got about 20 or 25 different voices. So she really stands up against a whole bunch of great Scottish singers, all fine, but she passed away far too soon from abdominal cancer. This is a song of Robbie Burns called The Ploughman by Leslie Hale.
The ploughman, he's a bonny lad, his mind is ever true, Joe, his garters knit. Below his knee, his bonnet, it is Blue Joe. Then up with all my ploughman lad, hey, my merry ploughman. Of all the trades that I do ken, to mend be the ploughman. My ploughman, he comes home at e'en, he's often wet and weary. Cast off the wet, put on the dry, and hey to bed, my dearie. Then up with all my ploughman lad, hey, my merry ploughman. Of all the trades that I do ken, men be to the ploughman. And I will wash my ploughman's hose, and I will dress his old lay, and I will mark my ploughman's bed, and cheer him late and early. Then up with all my ploughman lad, hey, my merry ploughman. Of all the trades that I do ken, men be to the ploughman. I hae been east, I hae been west, I hae been at St. Johnston. The bonniest sight that e'er I saw was a ploughman lad dancing. Snow white stockings on his legs and silver buckles glancing. A good blue bonnet on his head, and oh, but he was handsome. Then up with all my ploughman lad, hae my merry ploughman. Of all the trades that I do ken, commend me to the ploughman. Commend me to the barn yet and the corn moo man. I never gat my coggy foo till I met wi' the ploughman. Then up wi' all my ploughman lad, hey, my merry ploughman. Of all the trades that I do ken, commend me to the ploughman. Thank you.
That's David Sinclair, and that's a tune there called Ships Are Sailing from a CD he put out called No Words. Now, David Sinclair is a guitar player, as you obviously, you know, plays several at once. He grew up in Vancouver in a bunch of bands as a teenager. He listened to Delta Blues, to Django Reinhardt, to classical. He spent a lot of time in the burgeoning music studios of Vancouver, and by the time he was 18 already, he was a professional musician. He was performing 5 to 6 nights a week. He also performed as a solo acoustic artist at coffee houses, toured BC. He was an opening act for the Poppy Family. I don't know if any of you remember the Poppy Family. What did they have? Stay a While? Was that a big... No, that was the Bells. Anyway, the Poppy Family, they released... he released a solo album, which we just listened to there, helped form the group Sunshine. He went into lots of other studio work, lots of other bands. He toured with Katie Lang for a bunch of years, early 90s, with Sawyer McLaughlin for a decade. And it's great to hear him just do stuff that he just wants to do as well. Before that, we heard Leslie Hale and the Plowman, a Robert Burns song. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 215. We go from there to Neil Young. Well, he's a Canadian-American singer, songwriter, musician, activist from Amami in Ontario, is where he grew up. Started his music career in Winnipeg, though, in the 1960s. He moved to Los Angeles, joined Buffalo Springfield. He's with Stephen Stills and Richie Furay and others, I guess. Then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He's got a bunch of Grammy Awards, Juno Awards, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Inducted him twice, actually. I think once with CSNY. And his guitar work and deeply personal lyrics and signature high tenor singing just sort of define his long career. This was released, I guess, a few years back. It was from a concert in 1971 in Massey Hall, the old Massey Hall, which has been refurbished, lovely enough. And it's just a really nice, this was from 1971, and he was doing all these classic songs, just him and his guitar and the piano. This is Neil Young, and well, I'll let him introduce this for you.
Since I left Canada about 5 years ago or so, moved down south, found out a lot of things that I didn't know when I left. Some of them are good and some of them are bad, you know. Got to see a lot of great musicians before they happened, you know, before they became famous, and, you know, when they were just gigging 5 and 6 sets a night, things like that. I got to see a lot of great musicians who nobody ever got to see for one reason or another. But strangely enough, that the real good ones to see was because of heroin, and it started happening over and over. Then it happened to some that everybody knew about, so I just wrote a little song. I sing the song because because I love the man. I know that some of you won't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. And every junkie's like a setting sun.
You gotta love a song that's got the sound of saws in the background, you know, just for that rhythm. And that was the Toasted Western, something called Honky Tradeswomen from their CD Out to Lunch. Don't confuse them with the Toasted Western Swing Band, a whole different band. Started off about 1988. Sally Robinson and Joni Benjamin sort of talked about creating a duo, and that became the Toasted Westerns, and they played on the streets of Ottawa, and eventually they grew into a five-piece band, the Full Platter, as it was called. It included Ann Downey, Carolyn Stewart, Wayne Robichaud, and they played around for a period of time in Ottawa's. They were known as Ottawa's favorite singing sandwich, playing in various combinations for 20 years or so. That was their CD, Out to Lunch, which came out 1996, something like that. Before that, we heard from Neil Young and The Needle and the Damage Done. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 215, a set of Winter Rambles. You could be listening on Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, which is in London, Ontario, or possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI, in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, 93.9 FM, or Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, among other places. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have the Soweto String Quartet heading to South Africa now. And they were established in 1978. They're well known for their very elegant sort of African soul sound. The music's sort of a fusion of dance rhythms and syncopated guitars and saxophones and African jazz and people singing in that easy harmony that they have. They became a full-time professional outfit in 1992. They've performed all kinds of places, like President Mandela's inauguration. And after that, he started recommending them for other jobs. And this is from their first of 11 CDs that they have out, including a Christmas CD. And this one was released in 1994. It's called Zebra Crossing. And it was during the time that South Africa was transitioning from apartheid into democracy. Their latest CD came out in 2020, I think, something like that. This is something called Mbayi Mbayi. You might recognize it. Or parts of it. That is the Soweto String Quartet and Mbayi Mbayi from their CD Zebra Crossing. Time for another two tracks, I think, something like that. I can squeeze you in here for sure. Next up, we have Kate and Anna McGarrigle, a duo of Canadian singer-songwriters from Quebec who performed up until Kate's death in January of 2010. They were born in Montreal, mixed Irish and French-Canadian background, and they lived their childhood in the Laurentian Mountains in the village of Saint-Sauveur, Des Monts, northwest of Montreal. They learned piano from the village nuns. Back in the 1960s in Montreal, they began performing in public and writing their own songs. They were in a group called the Mountain City Four at the time, and they also recorded and performed in both French and English. They were appointed members of the Order of Canada in 1993 and the Governor General's Performing Arts Award in 2004. and a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2006 at the SoCan Awards. Their debut album was noted as one of the best debut albums in Canada and likely elsewhere. It was simply called Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and it was from 1976. Since in more recent days, they've sort of repackaged some of their material, and I got a series of, it's actually three CDs, three discs, and it was their first album, plus Dancer with Bruised Knees, plus Tell My Sister, which is a bunch of demos and unreleased recordings and interesting, odd kinds of things. And it's a lovely package. If you don't really know Kate and Anna McGarrigle, this is a good one for you. It's called Tell My Sister, and it's the three CD series. We'll hear a track from that first classic debut album. This is Kate and Anna McGarrigle with Foolish You.
Foolish you. Fortune's favor on your own, while the one who stays beside you, foolish me, is left alone. Sad and foolish, that's how I feel. Don't you know how fortune favors few? Fortune's blind as you, my dear. What a pity. How foolish you. Leaving me this way is hardly fair. Must I go seek a fortune too? Or must I wait till folly finds its own way home to me and foolish you? Sad and foolish, that's how I feel. Don't you know how fortune favors few? Fortune's blind as you, my dear. What a pity, how foolish you.
Kate and Anna McGarrigle, Foolish You. We have time for one more track here on Roots and Branches and Beyond. And this is The Falcons. They were a Canadian band. They played original instrumental rock and roll inspired by The Shadows and The Ventures. They were formed in 1982 by Vancouver guitarist Mike Beddoes. They recorded five albums, and they helped to revive the instro rock genre worldwide. They auditioned 24 rhythm guitarists. And just to find the right one, they did an original instro demo in 1981, and they got the Falcons together then the year after, and they did an EP collection called Shadowland. We're going to hear something called Apache, which was one of their more famous of the many famous tracks that they put out. They played live in the Vancouver area in the 90s, toured Europe and beyond, the only all-instrumental rock band to play four sets nightly at the Capitol Hotel in Whitehorse. There you go. Since 2004, they've been mainly a recording band, but they still perform live occasionally. They've got about 11 CDs out. This is The Falcons. Thanks for joining me. And I hope you had a dandy visit to various places around the world, various kinds of music. and do take care of each other, okay? See you again next week. Happy trails.